Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a video and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Today, it is my privilege to welcome a very, very accomplished professional turned entrepreneur, Neelima Bhatt. Neelima, welcome to the show.
Great to be here with you, Ashutosh.
Neelima is the founder director of the Shakti Fellowship. And she is the co-author of a book called My Cancer Is Me and a second book called Shakti Leadership. Neelima, what would you say are three key milestones in your career?
I was thinking about it since you sent me some prompts. The first would be the amazing fun I had bringing all my creative juices to my career in corporate communications. Mm-hmm. It began with our wonderful common friend, Nakul Anand. He was my first boss.
Okay.
And he basically said to me, Neelima, go out and have fun. And he gave me this carte blanche. And it was the best thing that could have happened to me at the start of a career.
Okay.
Really bringing everything I knew in advertising, radio, television, film, journalism, bringing all that together to corporate communications. For the ITC hotel in Bangalore called the Windsor Manor. Then I went on to do Philips All India and then ESPN Star Sports for Asia Pacific.
Okay.
So I would say that was the first milestone to bring creativity to corporate communications.
Okay.
The second was creating a holistic and integrated model for healing through cancer.
Okay.
And I truly believe that's a body of work, that's a legacy. This is based on the journey my husband went through cancer and recovered successfully. But in the process, I revisited my life sciences and biochemistry degree and my yoga training and all the other things I learned to create a very simple model for people to recover from cancer in a very holistic way. In the process, I also looked at Chinese medicine, Jungian psychology. I looked at many different medicine systems to put them together in a way that integrates the best of them all.
Okay.
And that became the book, My Cancer Is Me.
Yeah.
The third milestone is creating a model for leadership that works for both men and women and for the East and the West. Because most leadership models have been made by Western men and adopted by mostly men all over the world. So I realized we need a new model of leadership. And that became the book, Shakti Leadership, that I co-authored with Raj Sisodia, who is the co-founder of Conscious Capitalism.
Okay.
How can we elevate, you know, society through business?
Wonderful. So that's a great segue to my next question, which is tell me about Shakti Leadership.
Shakti Leadership, in a way, if I had to give it another name, I would have called it The Yoga of Leadership. There used to be a beautiful book called The Tao of Physics.
Okay.
Very well known. Everyone knows the name, but perhaps hasn't read it. But it stayed with me. And when I went through I call myself jokingly a corporate refugee, because after 10 years of the corporate life, the fun that I had in the early years started becoming more and more less fun. And the higher I grew, the less fun it became.
Okay.
And I realized I got my paycheck. I bought the house. You know, I had all the trappings of what success was supposed to be. And I found myself empty on the inside. Literally, beyond a point, the money and the success made no difference to my sense of self and well-being and fulfillment. And so I realized there must be a better way. And there must be a better way where each one of us can live our dharma, our purpose, our sense of right in such a joyful way and be valued and appreciated for it in our teams and our organizations. And in a way, that is what we understand as Shakti, right? Shakti is this innate creative force of existence. And if we know how to tap into it, we are flowing with that joy. And we're speaking today on Lalita Panchami, and we are in the Navratri. So this is that incredible, luscious goddess energy of Lalita, you know, bridging spirit and matter and bringing rasa to life, and bringing the power you need as a leader, you know, to have agency, to drive change. All this comes from this an innate power called Shakti. And we don't need to be looking to become king of the hill or, you know, beating others down to come into power. So essentially, I wrote Shakti Leadership because I realized we have a very misunderstood relationship with power. Mm-hmm. We need to reframe our relationship with power. We need to find this inner infinite source. So we don't need to steal it from anyone else or undermine anyone else. There's enough to go around for everybody. And it's win-win power with kind of power, where everyone finds their unique expression to contribute.
Okay.
And that is the kind of leadership I wanted the world to start practicing. So that is Shakti Leadership.
Wonderful. And the Shakti Fellowship?
So if you realize that a lot of research out there, right, that women are critical to the economy, ecology, technology, and peace building. And so I figured, you know, the whole system needs a change.
Correct.
And if I can pick the right levers and create change makers, women change makers, and train them in how to bring down this model of exercising true power in a very integrated way of accessing their healthy feminine and healthy masculine qualities to be psychologically whole as a leader, as a person, then they will become the change makers who will change the system from the inside out.
Sure.
So the Shakti Fellowship is a global program for empowered women to become change makers in these key sectors. And I run it with the University of San Diego. It's a 9-month program, both online and on ground. And the vision is to create 100,000 change makers by 2030 who will collaborate to create peace, prosperity, and beauty. These are very carefully chosen words. Each one means, you know, a whole thing in practice through the exchange of multiple forms of capital. So it's also about these women change makers, social impact entrepreneurs, cultural innovators, business innovators who are going to innovate the new economies, because the old financial models and the new economic models are collapsing as we speak. So who's going to create the new versions? That's what these women will do.
So, you know, you just mentioned peace, prosperity, and beauty, and you said each of them means something because they've been selected carefully.
Yes.
Tell me your perspective on each of these words.
Right. So when I think of peace, it's the whole idea of inner peace for world peace, right? That we look what's going on in our country. We have tremendous inequality, and whether it is a Kashmir or the interfaith, you know, the intolerance that's happening. Because of my work in depth psychology, my approach is inside out, right? Which says that we have to understand the inner forces that are at work,
right?
And that we need to learn how to harmonize. And that is the yoga aspect, that inner transformation piece. So if people learn how to do the inner work, then they achieve a harmony within themselves. And then they're able to be peacemakers in their teams, their communities. So this is the peace building part, that a Shakti leader is a natural peace builder because he or she has done that inner work of harmonizing themselves and all their different parts.
Okay.
Prosperity is how do we build these, whatever change we create must have a revenue model, must have a capital that is exchanged. You know, we can't be just waiting for grants and then use them up. So whatever is the enterprise a Shakti fellow creates has value that is surplus at the end, so that there is prosperity to be shared. And it's also not just shared values, but sharing value, right? Whatever is created is also distributed in an equitable way. The third is beauty. Now, yes, of course, we all want harmony, and you know, we want tolerance, and we don't want conflict in our lives, you know, which is such a cause of stress and pain. We also want not to feel scarcity in any way. But without this last piece of beauty, life doesn't have meaning.
Correct.
Right? It's that sense of beauty, that rasa I was talking about earlier, that this is in a way what the feminine brings, you know, to create beauty, to have a sense of beauty, to be able to have the rasanubhav that life is here for. We are here to have the anubhav, the experience of rasa, which is the sweetness, the joy, the beauty of life. So whatever we are creating, unfortunately, business as usual has really created an unsustainable planet. And it's time to return to beauty.
Time to give back.
Yes.
I agree. Nilma, you're also a coach.
Yes.
So let me ask you a few questions on coaching. You work with women leaders. What kind of challenges do you work with?
You know, in Maureen Murdoch's work called The Heroine's Journey, she explains it very beautifully. And also The Shadow King by Sidra Stone. Women are not only crippled or held back by the glass ceiling. There's also something called the sticky floor.
Okay.
So this is the inner patriarch. Right, we because of have you know women in the workplace are women from the system and social systems they come from, which is patriarchal in most parts of the world, where she has been socialized from the day she was born that you are subordinate to the male in the family, right? That do not over succeed your husband, you know, don't make the men around you insecure. So the woman, even as she comes out to be her best self and to succeed, is constantly looking around and making sure she's not making others insecure, right? And that's a bit like being held back, even as, you know, just like this beautiful hot air balloon that's wanting to rise, but is still tethered to the ground.
Correct. I agree.
Yeah.
So, you know, I missed asking you a question on your second book, which is My Cancer Is Me. And you mentioned, you know, that you wrote this based on the experience you had with your husband, who's a survivor.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about this book.
So actually, that's my first book.
Okay.
And it was published through Hay House in 2013.
Okay.
And Vijay's cancer was at the end of 2001, and 10 years of returning to India, you know, giving up our corporate jobs, starting Roots and Wings Consulting Services. Vijay took on the conscious leadership part while I took on the setting up of this integrative medicine practice that used the integral health model. My background is Sri Aurobindo and the mother. I'm a Shivananda teacher. And then Vijay took Chinese medicine. So, and then Father Lancy Pereira, a Jesuit priest and a musicologist, he taught us about holistic and integrative medicine approaches to cancer. So I started pulling it all together. And Vijay and I would then conduct, like Vipassana is a 10-day program, we started creating a one-week intensive residential to help cancer patients. The model is very simple, that in order to be healthy, our immune system needs to be in good order. And we break down our immunity when we are stressed. So if we can take out our stressors, our immunity returns to optimum and we can be back to health. Our stressors are at 5 levels: physical, emotional, mental, relational, and spiritual. And this is the yogic model, actually, the integral health model. So we identified very simple ways in which to identify your physical stress, emotional stress, mental stress, relational stress, spiritual stress, and then take them out and leverage your strengths and apply them. I created a cellular healing meditation based on a very deep yogic practice that the mother Sri Aurobindo had. So putting all this together into a book, so it took us 7 to 10 years to gather all this. I mean, our bookshelves are lined with literally hundreds of books. And then I said to Vijay, I said, we can't expect everyone to spend 7 or 10 years, you know, studying and reading what we have studied and read. How about we put it together in one power pill, one book, right? Turn this into a model, which is simplicity on the other side of complexity. That is the book.
Fantastic. I mean, you know, people always say that if you give our body time, it has the power to heal itself. Is that something you also believe in?
So the yogic approach would say the body is a self-healing system. Nature is, think about it. I mean, at this point, there are so many microbes that could be killing you, but they are not, because you have an immune system, the internal doctor and chemist, right, as you well know. Yes. And it's going around creating everything you need to neutralize those antigens, including the early cancerous cells that are formed. And the only reason cancer takes hold is because for some reason your immunity breaks down. So totally. And for that, you have to do the hard work of keeping your system optimal.
So, you know, let's move to another set of questions. You know, we have spoken about women and, you know, the glass ceiling and the sticky floor. In our country, only in the last, you know, 5-7 years have we started talking openly about gender balance. It's been talked about all over the Western world, developed world for quite some time. What are your thoughts on how we can correct this imbalance?
We've actually created a program for this. It's called Presence and Flex. So I realized while companies are doing all the good things of changing policies, you know, giving women leave from work for maternity, et cetera, lots of good things. All those are external changes, which are good and necessary. But they need to be paralleled and accompanied by some internal belief systems being changed. And until internal belief systems are addressed and changed by both men and women, we're not going to be able to see the gender balance we want. Because remember, a workplace is nothing but a subsystem of society.
Correct.
And this woman may think she's having, you know, the both the men and women in the workplace, or, you know, the leaders who are setting in these policies may think they're doing all the right things, but they go back and the man goes back to his higher position at home. The woman goes back to her lower position at home and in society. And so the real work is changing and reframing the internal belief systems and addressing the unconscious biases. The other thing that's needed is to measure and reward both the feminine values and behaviors that leaders bring to work, as much as the masculine values and behaviors that are currently measured and rewarded.
I agree. I mean, I've always said that, you know, based on so many years of experience, I've always said that all my women colleagues had much, much better work ethics than a lot of the male colleagues. You know, and it's just a question of being able to understand their needs are very different from the other gender, so to speak, if I can. So I think what you're saying is absolutely right. Well said. So
this program on presence and flex is really that. We take teams through an ability to get present so they can step back from their unconscious biases and spot them. And from that state of presence, they're also trained on how to hone their healthy masculine skills and their healthy feminine skills. So healthy masculine is about focusing on the task, getting the job done, not losing focus and direction. The healthy feminine is to make sure you are including everyone and taking them along, right? That you have a sense of what's going on in your context and you're having that empathy to respond to it.
Correct.
Again, I'm reminded of Nakul. He was such a great model, you know, who had the ability to do both. So it's not about women, okay? Both men and women have to show presence and flexibility between the masculine and the feminine behaviors.
Absolutely. So let's move to a few questions for you personally. I have time for maybe three or four questions for you. You know, after, you know, such a multifaceted career that you had in the corporate world, to communication, to yoga, and so many other things that you do, what does success mean to Neelima?
Success to Neelima today, well, first of all, to have a healthy body and mind, and to be in a state of flow, and to be connected to that sense of ananda.
Okay.
That is the ultimate peak for me. The other success, which I'm just arriving into now in the last few years, and more so as we speak at this moment in time, if you have another chat with me later, I'll have another story to tell you. Now success is going to mean, how can we raise this joy in the workplace and in our life across the world? So to me, it's about raising Shakti.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That will be success, because the reason we have fallen where we have and how we have across all domains is because we've lost our connection to this joyful state.
My next question to you is that, where do you draw your inspiration from?
I draw it from Shakti. I draw it from Mother Sri Aurobindo's integral yoga. I draw it from my Sufi practice. Mevlana Rumi would be one of my gurus, to be this mad fool and to not take myself so seriously. These are my inspirations.
So time for two more questions. My next question is that, if you, Neelima, were a role model to millions of children who closely followed you and your life choices, what is the one thing you would change in yourself?
You reach a point where you look back and you realize nothing's been a mistake. So to that extent, there is nothing to change. There is only to grow, to learn from and then grow. So I think that's what I would tell these children. So I would say to them, you know, it's okay to make mistakes. Don't beat yourself up. Don't hold yourself to such high standards that you start devaluing yourself and stop loving yourself, you know. Know that you're good and know you are enough just the way you are, and stand up and speak up for yourself. And then if you fail, it's okay. Learn from that, because that too is a stepping stone.
My last question to you, I come back to the pandemic. How are you rethinking your life in the new world order?
This post-COVID world and new world order almost feels as if this is what my life was training me for. Mm-hmm. And I'm so ready to launch these frameworks, whether it is a holistic health approach, whether it is a leadership model. This is what the world now needs. And in the past, in a pre-COVID world, people weren't so willing to receive it, because their old strategies were working. But now the old strategies are no longer working. They are saying, hey, what's a better way? And this is what, it's almost as if life prepared me for. And this is what I will bring, even in a more structured way, to the world.
Thank you. Neelima, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure speaking to you. And I wish you lots of success in whatever you're doing.
Thank you so much, Ashutosh. Been a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website www.tbcy.in to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.